John S. Doyle is with us with a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
There's a variety of lead stories in the papers. For the Irish Daily Mail, the main focus is on Maria Bailey, Fine Gael TD in Dunleary. Swinggate TD has been dramatically axed as a candidate for the next general election, is how the paper puts it. As Emma Jane Haid reports, the decision to drop her was taken at a private meeting of the party's executive council in Dublin last night. Ms. Bailey immediately hit back, criticising the Fine Gael hierarchy's handling of the issue, the paper says, and she said she would now take time to reflect on the matter. The Irish Independent's political correspondent John Downing comments that one would be inhuman not to have some sympathy for Maria Bailey's suffering, but she was also the author of her own downfall. And he says there is no doubt that this drawn-out saga was allowed to go on for too long. A director of Quinn Industrial Holdings has said that many of the death threats made to the directors of the company were communicated face-to-face and then reported to police. So the Irish News reports in its lead story. John McCartan, a former Fine Gael councillor in County Leitrim, said he was repeatedly threatened by people he later identified to Gardaí. The paper reports that while welcoming the arrests yesterday in the investigation into the abduction and assault of Kevin Lunny, Mr. McCartan said he feared the police in action meant the trail had gone cold on a lot of the information he provided since 2015. A Garda spokesman told the news it does not comment on remarks by third parties, but he said the Commissioner, Drew Harris, was happy with the progress of the investigation. The Irish Daily Mirror reports sources as revealing that information on mobiles belonging to Cyril McGuinness, found during the raid on his house last Friday in connection with the investigation into the attack on Kevin Lunny, led to the arrests of two men and a woman yesterday. In the Irish Examiner, it is reported that the Garda Ombudsman, GSOC, is looking into whether Gardaí properly investigated the complaint of a woman who said she had been repeatedly contacted by a judge who was dealing with her family law case. The woman alleges that the judge had contacted her by text and phone after she appeared before him. The report is by Michael Clifford, and he goes into the detail of the allegations on an inside page. Get over the tracker rate scandal, says the lead headline in the Irish Independent. That advice is a summary of the words of the head of the Belgian bank KBC, who the paper says has dismissed the central bank's crackdown on mortgage overcharging as annoying and called on Irish regulators to turn the page. What reporter Sean Pogachnik calls the tone-deaf remarks of Johan Theiss came as the lender's Irish unit set aside another €18 million in expectation that a central bank fine could soon come for its role in blocking or removing customers from low-interest tracker mortgages a decade ago. The scandal has years to run in the courts, the paper says. People seeking to become Irish citizens will be relieved by the Court of Appeal overturning a ruling which stated that they could not leave the state at all in the year preceding their application. So the Irish Times reports in its lead story, quoting organisations working with migrants. The three-judge court described the ruling in July by Justice Max Barrett in the High Court, which caused major uncertainty among applicants, as unworkable, unduly rigid and an interpretive absurdity. Terror at Tedfest is the headline in the Irish Sun. Gordon Deegan reports from Ennis Circuit Court, which heard yesterday that a drunken farmer pulled a fake gun from his pants during a violent row over cow dung at a popular Father Ted tribute event. There was a lot of walking wounded, a Garda told the court. The judge imposed a fine of €1,000 on the farmer.